if there was a way that you could reduce your stress naturally, no drugs, no therapists, anywhere, anytime, and it was free? Well, our guest today, author and intuitive, medical intuitive, Catherine Kerrigan, is going to show you how. At a time when the leading cause of death in America under age 50 is now drug overdose, natural healing is becoming more and more important. Breath work, affirmation, and hand mudras are highly effective natural healing remedies for teenagers who refuse to talk about their challenges, veterans suffering from PTSD, high blood pressure, asthma, anxiety, depression, insomnia, COPD, and other lung challenges, and stress. Our guest used breathing exercises to heal her own asthma problems. She's been a yoga teacher for well over 20 years and does Qigong as well as breathing exercises in her private practice and as a medical intuitive healer. It's great to have Catherine on the show. We've been working together for a long time, and she's the real deal. So, good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Dr. Henderson, and thank you out there, everybody, for listening. And if you hang in there with us, we're going to teach you how to lower stress, anxiety, and blood pressure, and also how to improve your lung function should you experience respiratory problems.
Okay, so what was your impetus to writing this book?
You know, I am a medical intuitive healer. I have 27 years full-time experience in natural healing, and I literally live my life prayerfully. And my guidance kept telling me that I needed to write this book. I kept arguing with myself, who will need or want to read a book about breathing? I finished the book a year ago, literally this week, and now a year later, we're facing a worldwide pandemic that the coronavirus that affects people's ability to breathe. And according to the scientific research, within 5 days of when people actually start getting the coronavirus, they have difficulty breathing. As a result of this clear and present danger, I'm giving away my book, The Little Book of Breathwork, for free. If you go to my website, CatherineKerrigan.com, you'll find articles on how to do it. You can also go to Amazon.com and download The Little Book of Breathwork for free by ebook. If you have any difficulty with any of that, you can send me an email at Catherine with a C at CatherineKerrigan.com. That's Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, last name Kerrigan, CARRIGAN.com. If you email me at Catherine@CatherineKerrigan.com, if you have any technical difficulties, I will send you the book for free by WeTransfer.
Well, that's very generous of you, and I know how interested you are in helping other people, and so that's really great for you to do this for the people that are listening today. And I would say that this is such an important topic, especially in light of the pandemic that's hitting the United States, that you want to tell all your friends to check out Catherine's podcast, and we'll give you that information of how you can do that later in the program so that your friends will have an opportunity to be able to do something to help themselves if they get exposed to coronavirus and if they're symptomatic. And this will be something that we all will want to have information. So, Catherine, the next thing I wanted to ask you, would you kind of give us the overview of how the breathing thing works?
Right. Okay. So first of all, the Little Book of Breathwork, what's unique about this, this is a user-friendly book. This is not an academic book. It's not full of big words written by an intellectual person. This is for somebody to use so that you can use, it basically combines three elements. Number one is 8 different breathing exercises. I've taught yoga now for 25 years. So these are all breathing exercises from yoga, and it includes hand mudras. So what are hand mudras? Hand mudras are gestures that you can make with your hands. And the reason that hand mudras work is that your acupuncture system either begins or ends in your hands or feet. And so by changing the way that you hold your hands, you literally redirect the energy through your fingers. So breathing exercises, hand mudras, and affirmations. And when you use the little exercises in the Little Book of Breathwork, which is available for free from now through March 21st, you can, again, overcome asthma, anxiety, depression, insomnia, high blood pressure, stress. And as I mentioned, that when people get the coronavirus, it affects your lungs and it affects your ability to breathe. So when I saw what was happening, I wanted people to have this tool, which is free, and that you can use anytime, anywhere, to help improve your breathing, lower your stress, lower your blood pressure, and give you tools to cope.
Did I hear you say earlier that it's a 8-minute exercise that can decrease your anxiety related to the stress of this coronavirus by as much as 50%?
Yes. So big picture, as I mentioned, I've taught yoga for 27 years. And years ago, I had a client who was a barber. He was a young man in his 30s. And his high blood pressure was so bad that he was experiencing kidney failure. So he was on 3 blood pressure medications, and he had to get up every morning at 4 a.m. to drive to a kidney dialysis center because his high blood pressure was literally killing them. So I do all my work prayerfully, and I ask myself, what can I do to help this person? So I taught him breathing exercises when he came to see me in my studio. And then I thought, you know, I really need to make videos of this so that when he's at home, he can follow along to the breathing exercises. Because when people have high blood pressure, if you have high blood pressure, I promise you are not breathing properly. And many people are stuck in the sympathetic side of their nervous system. They're literally stuck in stress. And you may know you're stressed, but you may not be physiologically able to relax. So, and the breathing exercises do this for you. They balance your nervous system, balance your blood pressure, and help you get out of the stress. So I made the videos, and then following that, I made an online course with somebody to help people teach these. And then I've written this book. So there's 8 different breathing exercises, and if you spend 1 minute each doing the breathing exercises, you can literally cut your anxiety by half. And whenever I'm working with people who are, I always teach them these exercises. I actually taught my yoga class last night, and I had everybody put a number on how stressed they were, and we simply did these 8 different breathing techniques for 1 minute each, and everyone's stress was cut actually by more than 50% by the time we were done.
Well, let me ask you, is it too difficult for you to tell now and they need to get your book? Or can you tell us one breathing exercise, how you tell people to do it?
Sure. And I'm more than happy to share that breathing routine with your listeners right now. And I'll give you the overview, but there's different techniques in each one. So I'll give you I'm going to give you the short version. 1 minute focusing on inhale, 2nd minute focusing on exhale. In the 3rd minute, you focus on what's called circular breathing. And in circular breathing, you have an equal length between the inhale and the exhale. And when you breathe in this manner, when the inhale and exhale is equally long, you're balancing your nervous system. And if you're listening to this broadcast right now, you can tell in any given moment whether or not you're actually stressed by how you're breathing. So if you don't remember anything that I say today, remember this. If you're not breathing into your belly, you are in the sympathetic side of your nervous system where you're stressing, pushing out stress hormones, and the stress hormone cortisol literally lowers your immunity. So by practicing these breathing exercises, you're going to get yourself out of stress, you're going to calm your mind, and you're going to actually improve your immune system. So inhale, exhale, circular breathing. The fourth, and please interrupt Dr. Henderson if I'm going on too long. Shall I continue and explain the others?
Well, basically you've got three things there. Inhale, exhale, and the relaxation.
Circular breathing. And then the next five exercises are more complicated. Would you like me to explain it to your audience?
No, I want to talk about this one.
Sure.
You said put 1 minute on the inhale, 1 minute on the exhale, and 1 minute on the
circular breathing.
Circular breathing. So how do you do that? You think about your inhalation while you're breathing for a minute, and then think about your exhalation for a minute?
Great question. So when I'm leading the 8 minutes to inner peace, what I'll usually do is have people use a mudra, and so they're going to be holding a hand gesture based on whatever their goal is. And I'm going to explain some wonderful hand mudras that you can use that will boost your immune system in a minute. But basically, when you start out, you just focus on really lengthening the inhale, expanding your and inhaling as completely as possible. In the second minute, you focus on exhaling as completely as possible. In the third minute, you focus on having an equal length between the inhale and exhale.
Okay. That's something that I can understand.
Yes.
So that's one of the breathing exercises. You have eight, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And
they can get descriptions by just asking for it for the next 2 or 3 days.
Absolutely. You can just get the book for free on Amazon. And again, if you can't download it, you can email Catherine at CatherineKerrigan.com from anywhere in the world, and I'm happy to give you the book.
And I'm wondering if this 3 days goes by and a person was so busy with corona that they didn't think to do it or whatever, and that is not on Amazon anymore, if they email you directly, you would still give
Absolutely.
Them? Okay. All right. Now, so I'm interested in asking you about high blood pressure since so many people in the country have it, including myself, and have been on multiple medicines, which either helped it or didn't help it, but all the medicines, you know, could cause all kinds of side effects, including death. So anything that could lower somebody's blood pressure, to me, would be something that would be very, very important. So what you're telling us is that if you do your breathing exercises, that your blood pressure will be lower?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll tell you this story. So years ago, I had a yoga student. And for 10 years previously, she'd done everything that she could to lower her blood pressure. She had lost weight. She had done power walking. She'd gone to the gym and lifted weights. She had done everything that she could think of, but her blood pressure was totally out of control. She became my yoga student. I taught her how to breathe properly. And when she went to the doctor, she told me the story. They kept telling her, they were measuring her blood pressure, and they said, you know, sit down, stand up. They kept measuring her blood pressure because it had, after 10 years of uncontrolled high blood pressure, her blood pressure had totally normalized. And the only thing that was different was she became my yoga student and learned how to breathe properly. So if you are suffering from high blood pressure, what's literally happening is you're not exhaling properly. And years ago, I used to have on my computer a little program from the Institute of Heart Math. and it would literally measure people's EKG, which is your electrocardiogram. And I'd have people hooked up to this device where they could see their EKG. And if you look at the EKG of somebody with high blood pressure, they'll inhale, and then you wait, and it's like they don't exhale. So by using this biofeedback machine, I would teach people with high blood pressure how to normalize. I remember one of my clients, Dr. Henderson, she told me she was about 90 pounds soaking wet with rocks in her pocket. So, but she had completely uncontrolled high blood pressure. She said to me, "Catherine Kerrigan, you've helped me more than 33 cardiologists and all my years in Sunday school." And it was simply by literally teaching her how to breathe properly. So, again, there's many things, you know, most of us, when we breathe, we don't even think about what's happening. You're focused on other things, getting things done. But by combining breathing exercises, hand mudras, and affirmations, you literally change your whole physiological response, and your blood pressure can totally normalize.
I remember when I was learning about meditation that one of the meditations, focusing on breathing to get you in the right frame of mind, was take a deep breath, hold it for 4 seconds, and let it out for the same length of time. And I think that's exactly what you've been telling us.
Well, again, if you have high blood pressure, you're stuck in the sympathetic side of your nervous system, which means you're stuck in the stress. And so it means that on a physiological level, your body cannot relax. And there's a direct correlation between your lungs and your heart. So you can control your heart by changing the way you breathe.
Right.
And you can see that very easily on any EKG biofeedback device.
Catherine, I'm just wondering, on your website, if they go over to your website, do you have an article on high blood pressure or not?
You know, that's a great question. I have two websites, actually, CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. And if you go to, and I'm going to tell you exactly where it is, so the answer is yes, I have an article about high blood pressure. So if you go to Unlimited Energy Now, and there's a menu bar at the top, and you scroll across to where it says fitness, scroll down to where it says exercise library, and then scroll down to where it says 8 minutes to inner peace breathing exercises. If you go to that link, I absolutely have an article about exhaling and high blood pressure. And again, if you can't find it, I'm more than happy to send you an email with the information. And at any rate, it's all right there.
For the people listening today who have high blood pressure, and that's a significant number of you, I would think that you would want to try Catherine's approach to getting rid of your high blood pressure, because high blood pressure drugs are expensive. High blood pressure drugs are not always effective. And high blood pressure drugs can do a lot of damage just because they're a drug, and drugs don't always exist without complications. So try Catherine's system. It doesn't cost you anything, where you go to the pharmacy and find out, you know, that maybe you can't even afford the drugs they want you to take. This is a better idea.
And, you know, Dr. Henderson, I just want to add, I have great respect for medical doctors. Even though I am a medical intuitive healer with clients all over the world, my brother's a doctor, my dad's a doctor, my grandfather was a doctor, my great-grandfather was a doctor, and my uncle was a doctor. Doctors are our friends. However, we know that drugs and surgery can't solve every problem. And there's so many people and so many clients I've had over the years who've had high blood pressure. They've taken every drug, like the client, you know, who took medicine for 10 years and even on meds, losing weight, going to the gym, no change. So you have to look at what's happening with your breath, and this is something that you can control. And just because you're alive doesn't mean you're learning that you're actually breathing properly.
I remember when I was talking to Deepak Chopra the last time, He said that in his opinion that the one single thing that caused more chronic illness in people was stress, and particularly anger as a type of stress. He said that holding on to anger and not having a forgiving nature will kill you quicker than most things.
I agree. And, you know, going back to high blood pressure, one of the things that we know, and this is scientific research out from the Institute of Heart Math, that anger drives up one, you know, you have the systolic and the diastolic. Anger drives up one number, fear drives up another. And going back to what we're talking about, in the age of coronavirus, there's a tremendous amount of stress, anxiety, and there's a lot of pressure with all the changes going on. And, you know, we need tools to help. And I have wonderful friends, but they don't want to hear from me at 2 a.m. when I'm feeling anxious. But I can use my breathing exercises. I can use my hand mudras. And I can use the affirmations that are in the little book of breath work. And that's available for free right now to help everybody get through this.
Anxiety is a terrible problem, and it causes terrible diseases. But back when I was practicing as a family practitioner doctor, a good percentage of my patients would come in with a complaint of anxiety, nervousness, that kind of thing. And one of the most extreme form of it is panic attacks.
Yes.
And I would help them by getting them a brown paper bag that they would breathe into. It would raise their CO2 level, and they would slow down on their breathing. That has a lot to do with what you're talking about, doesn't it?
Right. Now, in the little book of breath work, I recommend three specific exercises for anxiety and for panic attacks. The first one is a breathing exercise that we already talked about, which is circular breathing, which is simply focusing on inhaling and exhaling for the equal amount of time. So inhaling for a count of four, exhaling for a count of four, inhaling for a count of eight, exhaling for a count of eight. So when the two sides of your breath are balanced, you're starting to balance the nervous system. The next wonderful breathing exercise that will literally stop a panic attack is alternate nostril breathing. Now, in yoga, we call that Nadi Sushumna. And again, if you go to Unlimited Energy Now or also my YouTube channel, if you go to YouTube and look up Catherine Kerrigan, I have videos for all these breathing exercises available for free. In alternate nostril breathing, you can literally stop a panic attack in 60 to 120 seconds. And then the third breathing exercise that I recommend for anxiety is actually bumblebee breath. And so many people want to meditate, but they can't clear their mind. And bumblebee breath, when you practice it, it literally clears out all those thoughts that are running through your mind. And you may think, Catherine, I can't stop thinking. How is that even possible? Well, believe me, if you practice bumblebee breath for 60 seconds, your whole brain will calm, and there will be space. You won't be thinking, other than to think, wow, I feel so much better.
So this bumblebee exercise, that's in the book that you're giving away?
Absolutely. It's one of the eight exercises in 8 minutes to inner peace.
Right. So most people, when I talk to them and they talk to me about what I do, which is curing addictions, they say, oh, you take care of drugs, tobacco, and alcohol. And I say, well, yeah, I do, but that's not nearly the most common addictive problems that we have. There's over 30 different addictions, but the number one addiction is screen addiction. You're on your phone screen, your computer screen, video games, television, and more people are addicted to that than any other single addiction in the country. And secondly, I think it would be overeating. And so talking about overeating and obesity, does your program do anything as far as weight loss goes?
Yes. And, you know, I have to tell you this story about weight loss. And this is a true story. If I hadn't seen this myself, I wouldn't have even believed it. So years ago, I was teaching yoga. And I was teaching actually a group of teachers. Every Thursday after school at 4 o'clock, they would come. And I was teaching them these specific breathing exercises that I teach in the little book of breathwork. And I explained to the people in the class, the teachers, that when they're constantly stressed, their body secretes a stress hormone, cortisol. When your cortisol is high, you lay fat down literally around your belly button. So if you're listening, put your hand over your belly button, and if you've got extra fat there, that's stress fat, and it means that your body is over-secreting the stress hormone cortisol. So anyway, I taught her breathing, and I explained that by doing this, she would actually help balance her nervous system. Now, this was somebody who wasn't particularly motivated to exercise, and she also wasn't particularly motivated to diet. Can we all relate? I hate dieting. I actually enjoy exercising, but I don't like restricting my calories. So all this person did was practice yoga breathing like I taught her every day, all day long, and she literally lost 22 pounds. She came to my yoga class, my one-hour yoga class, once a week, okay, Thursdays from 4 to 5, but she heard what I said, and she practiced these breathing exercises all day long, and simply by doing that, she lost 22 pounds.
Wow.
So, you know, many of us have stress fat, and you may be exercising and not eating anything, but your hormones are about out of balance because your nervous system's out of balance. So there's some really profound things that you can do that will change your life that are surprisingly effective.
With respect to meditation, I have heard that there's something called monkey mind.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell me about that?
Basically, monkey mind is just when you can't stop thinking. And I'm a woman. There's a difference between a male brain and a female brain. So women's brains actually never stop talking. And if you ever saw the movie with Mel Gibson, What Women Want, I think was the name of it, where somehow he wakes up and he starts thinking like a woman, that's exactly what's happening. But with these breathing exercises, you can gradually slow your thought processes down. And when you, especially for monkey mind, my favorite breath is bumblebee breath, because it's almost like it takes a giant eraser and erases the thoughts. It's very profound, and again, it only takes about 60 seconds.
Wow, that's really, really something that everybody that's listening today ought to know these things and know what to do about them. And Catherine is going to show you in her book, a little book of breath work. And, you know, with all the stress, with all the anxiety that's associated with the coronavirus, we need that.
And you know, we also need tools so that if and when you or any of your loved ones get sick, you know what to do. I just got an email from somebody in Spain who had heard about my free giveaway. She has coronavirus. And a friend of hers in Brazil had said, hey, you need to get Catherine's book. You're having trouble breathing? Well, it's the breathing exercises, but it's also the hand mudras. So again, by changing the way you're holding the hands, you're redirecting the flow of energy in your body. And I'd like to teach everyone one of the hand mudras from my book right now, and it's called Linga Mudra. And Linga Mudra basically boost your immune system. So how do you do Linga Mudra? First thing you do is you clasp both of your hands together. Okay? Then you point one thumb up. Now with the opposite hand, you take your thumb and your pointer finger together, encircling that elevated thumb. and you breathe. So the acupuncture meridian for your lungs begins in your lungs, goes down each arm, and ends in your thumbs. So, and if you don't remember what I said, go to YouTube, Catherine Kerrigan, look up Linga Mudra, or get the book, the Little Book of Breath Work, which is free right now. And we all need to boost our immune system right now.
Catherine, can you spell that, please?
Absolutely. L-I-N-G-A, Linga Mudra.
And spell Mudra.
M-U-D-R-A.
Okay. So now they'll know how to get that.
Yeah. Did I win the spelling bee?
Well, not likely, but that's helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a conversation with James Robb, M.D., who back in the early 70s, one of the earliest environmental explorers and discoverers of the coronavirus, and he's been keeping up with it all these years, and he made some recommendations. I totally agree with them. They're on my website. No, not on the website. They're on YouTube, and they're also on my. I'm having a senior moment. Catherine, what's
on Libsyn.com where you have your radio show? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And I also want to add for our audience, if you go to CatherineKerrigan.com, I've got, again, articles about Linga Mudra. I've got an article about 24 ways to boost your immune system naturally right now. I've got an article with a link to where you can download the free ebook. And I have another article about what is the metaphysical meaning of coronavirus.
Okay. All right. And so to get his recommendations, go to YouTube.com and search for Wynn Henderson, M.D., or you can go to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, and hear the podcast. But what I wanted to say was, he said there is proof that zinc will retard the coronavirus from coming into your body. So, here's what I'm telling you. If you're going away from the house, take a zinc lozenge as you do whatever your function is. And later on, if you develop any symptoms that might be compatible with corona, that would be cold symptoms, cough, fever, congestion, or whatever, take zinc lozenges every 4 hours for 2 to 3 days. That's going to cut down your risk. And you certainly don't want to risk getting the disease, even though it has a relatively low mortality rate. A lot of people are going to die from it. Don't take that chance. Get some zinc lozenges. Now, we've had a really good discussion, and it's about time for us to end. But I wanted to give you the opportunity, if I've missed something or you want to correct anything, to do it now and let our listeners know if there's anything you'd want to say.
Your breath is your power, and especially now when we're facing the possibility of a severe respiratory illness that could kill literally millions of people around the world, you want to take advantage of this opportunity to really learn how to breathe and learn hand mudras so that if and when you or any of your loved ones have trouble breathing, you can change the way you can literally redirect the chi in your body so that you can open up your airways and hopefully survive this massive challenge.
That was Catherine Kerrigan. Catherine's an expert in what she's talking about, and she talks to people all over the world, and you ought to take her seriously, and you go over to her website and learn as much as you can. Catherine. I really honor the work that you're doing, and it means a lot to all the people that will listen. And so thank you so much for taking the time out of your day today to talk to all of us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much out there. And everybody, if you go to CatherineGarrison.com, you can learn about how to download the book for free. Or if you go to Amazon, go look up the Little Book of Breathwork and download it for free. And if none of that works, email me, Catherine@CatherineKerrigan.com, and I'll send it to you.
Great. Thank you again, Carrie.